Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake centered 17 miles southeast of Cantwell rumbled Alaska this morning. As KUAC's Robin reports, the 9:10 a.m. quake was strongly felt by Cantwell area residents.
The town closest to the epicenter is Cantwell, at the intersection of the Parks and Denali highways. Stephanie Stevens, cashiering at Vitus General Store, says she saw no damage.
Everybody in town felt it. Here in Cantwell, our front door opened and closed, but that was about it. Nothing fell.
Over at his towing company, Zach Russell says the quake lasted about 10 seconds.
No, it was a little shaker. It was nothing to write home about, though. Oh, I was sitting here drinking coffee. My little brother from Florida went running outside. He thought the roof was coming down. He's just not familiar with earthquakes.
The U.S. Geological Survey encourages people to file a Did You Feel It report on their website. Alaskans reported feeling this morning's quake as far away as Wasilla, Anchorage, and Valdez. No significant damage has been reported. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Alaska Earthquake Center seismologist Stephen Holtkamp says the quake occurred at a depth of 50 miles and was likely caused by movement of the same subduction zone that caused the 1964 Great Alaska Earthquake.
As that subducting Pacific slab passes underneath Anchorage, it continues down into the earth to the north and can continue to cause earthquakes.
Holtkamp says such deep quakes have less potential to cause damage than shallow shakers, but cautions there could be aftershocks.
It's also impossible to know if this was a foreshock of something larger that could come. There's a very small chance, usually somewhere on the order of a couple percent chance, that a larger earthquake could occur in the coming time.
Holtkamp says this morning's earthquake is the largest to occur in the northern Talkeetna Mountains area in recent years, and a good reminder about earthquake preparedness. I'm Dan Bross.